This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, October 8th, 2012, Columbus Day. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Circle of Life Hospice, offering compassionate end-of-life care for body, mind, spirit, and family. Off-site assistance, including freestanding inpatient homes, is available. Circle of Life Hospice, ask for us by name. NWACircleoflife.org for more information. Support for KUAF is also provided by the 7th Annual Cherokee Art Market, featuring 130 Native American artists, along with interactive cultural demonstrations October 13th and 14th inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa. More information is available at CherokeeArtMarket.com. Ahead on this edition of the program, we take a look at the effects of gravel mining in the Ozarks. And the University of Arkansas has organized a month's worth of events that focus on disability awareness. Plus, we have the latest installment of Arkansongs. Becca Martin Brown stops by to tell us what's up in entertainment and more. But first, state officials say during the past decade, Arkansas has experienced high rates of domestic homicide compared to the rest of the nation. In a recent radio address, Governor Mike Beebe said there needs to be an increase in public awareness and outreach to victims of domestic abuse in order to combat the stigmas associated with domestic violence.
Many domestic violence victims do not seek help for physical abuse and emotional trauma because they believe they have nowhere to turn. Fortunately, there are at least 36 local domestic violence programs in our state, and in the past 5 years, those programs have supported about 22,000 Arkansas women.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Beebe says the state must make sure those affected get the transportation, therapy, and security they need to ensure safety. The 67th Annual Turkey Trot Festival is taking place beginning Friday in Yellville, and an animal rights group wants to make sure it does not include tossing live turkeys from airplanes. Martin Mercereau is with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, which is offering a $5,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of anyone throwing turkeys from a plane. At that altitude and speed, he says the turkeys plummet to the ground.
Last year, it didn't happen because the Federal Aviation Administration was all over it. We got wind of some rumors that it may happen again this year. And you know, this is a tradition that's been going on for many years. So you know, I'm not sure it's going to stop all of a sudden. And there may be some people who are willing to risk their pilot's licenses and jail time to engage in this cruel activity.
Organizers say tossing live turkeys has not been a sanctioned part of the festival, which includes a parade, 5K run, pageant, and the nation's oldest wild turkey calling contest. Last week, schools in Northwest Arkansas received art supplies to help encourage the arts in education. As part of its Art Closet program, the Thea Foundation donated $15,000 worth of art supplies to 8 schools in the 4 largest districts in the area. Schools were chosen based on the percentage of students participating in free lunch programs. Paul Leopoulos is the executive director of the Thea Foundation. He says he believes education is suffering in some ways due to the trimming of art, drama, and music classes. As a consequence, he says the foundation aims to improve learning by introducing creativity into the broader curriculum.
What we try to provide with the Art Closet are those tools for teachers to use that allows them to really teach math in several ways, or science, or history, or reading. And so we know that art supplies are not a priority for many principals. Some they are, but many don't really understand the nuance of how those art supplies can be used in the school to generate excitement and interest in the curriculum.
The foundation's donation of school supplies was possible through a grant given to the Thea Foundation by the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation. But Leopoulos says that Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville provided another key component of getting the most out of the donated art supplies.
We asked them to write some curriculum around those art supplies. So they wrote some curriculum using their art at Crystal Bridges. These art supplies, again, to add the creative process into the teaching of history, American history. So I reached out to them, and they most graciously worked with us on that.
The Art Closet program is only one of the foundation's efforts to encourage students' creativity.
We also have a matching program on Donors Choose, where any teachers, not just art teachers, but any teacher in any classroom we will match up to a $250 grant to help them buy materials they need to add creativity into their classroom. We give 28 scholarships a year to high school seniors in visual arts and performing arts, in creative writing, in film, and in slam poetry. And the only reason we do that is to motivate those kids, like our daughter was when she had success in her creative classes, to motivate them to believe in themselves.
Leopoulos says he and his wife, Linda, created the foundation in memory of their late daughter, Thea K. Theopolis. He says that Thea's lack of confidence was transformed into a do-anything attitude after her involvement in arts-related activities during her junior year of high school. Residents in southern Washington County are moving closer to having a permanent potable water source. Last week, the Washington Water Authority turned on the tap for the first customers of Phase 2 of the County Rural Development Authority's water project, which, when completed, will serve about 300 households with clean, safe running water, an amenity that has never been present in that part of the county. County Judge Marilyn Edwards says the construction progress has been moving steadily along.
You know, we had a really, really good winter last year. We're hoping that we have equally as good so that they can continue. But it's a slow process because you're going across mountains, you're going across rock, and you're, you know, you've got every kind of element that you can imagine. But no, it's moving very, very well.
Edwards says the project should be completed sometime next year. A University of Arkansas team of researchers studying one of the oldest organisms on Earth recently received a sizable grant from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The three-year grant is worth more than $391,000 and is awarded from the NASA Exobiology Program. With the grant money, the team will study methanogens to see if the methane-producing organisms found in marshes and the stomachs of cows can survive under the harsh environmental conditions found on Mars. The data will be used to determine whether life can survive on the red planet. Late last week, Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville announced that it is one step closer to selecting its next president. The college announced that its presidential search committee has narrowed the field from 30 applicants to 6 semifinalists. The list of those who made the cut include Joe Alice Blondin, the chancellor of Arkansas Tech University in Ozark, and Stephen Gates, the vice president for learning at Northwest Arkansas Community College, as well as candidates from Moberly and St. Louis, Missouri, Wichita, Kansas, and from Arizona. The candidate that the NWAC committee selects will become only the third president in the college's 22-year history. Two government websites in the area recently received good grades from a national advocacy group that monitors government transparency. The nonprofit Sunshine Review gave websites for both the cities of Fayetteville and Fort Smith a B grade for their online transparency efforts. The review ranks several transparency areas for each website, including how much information is given about budgets, meetings, elected and administration officials, permits, zoning audits, public records, and taxes, all areas in which the Fayetteville and Fort Smith sites passed with flying colors. Areas in which both sites were lacking included information about lobbying and government contracts. The Sunshine Review rated 5 government websites in the state, the only other one in the area being the site for Springdale City Government, which received a grade of C-. Today being Columbus Day, government offices in the area are closed for the federal holiday, but if you haven't yet registered to vote, you still have time. According to Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin, the deadline to register for the general election is tomorrow, except in Sebastian County, where today is the deadline. Registration can be completed at your local county clerk's office. The Razorback soccer team was at home at Razorback Field this weekend. On Friday, the team suffered a 3-2 loss to Vanderbilt in the second overtime of the match. However, the Razorbacks made up for it on Sunday when they defeated Alabama 3-1. The defeat of Alabama is the team's first since 2006. After the weekend, the team has 3 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie in Southeastern Conference play and a 6-7-1 record overall. The Razorbacks will play their final home games next weekend as they host Texas A&M on Friday and Auburn on Sunday. In volleyball action, the Razorback volleyball team lost Friday evening on the road against 11th-ranked Florida. With the straight set loss, the Razorbacks dropped to 13-4 overall and 4-2 in conference play. The team will next play Sunday in Oxford, Mississippi as the Razorbacks face Ole Miss. The UA swimming and diving team hosted the inaugural Razorback Relays on Saturday. The team took first place over Vanderbilt, North Texas, SMU, and Missouri State. The Razorbacks finished with 9 event wins out of 12 in the meet. The team will return to the pool on October 19th when they face Georgia. And in tennis action, the Arkansas women's tennis team competed in the Razorback Classic over the weekend. On Friday, the team won all four of its singles matches against members of teams from Tulsa, Missouri, and Houston. And the team also netted a doubles win against a duo from Houston. The Razorbacks returned to the courts for the ITA Central Regional on October 19th in Tulsa. Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low of 39 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 45 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with a high near 68 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a high of 73 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low in northwest Arkansas of 43 degrees and a low of 52 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.